Right, well now this is a first. Never done this before, but how exciting is this on the internet? Okay, there you go.
You know him, you love him, you hate him. Today's episode is about The Doors. Los Angeles playboys of the 60s counterculture, The Doors were the first American band to sling 8 consecutive gold LPs, making them one of the best-selling bands of all time. Their self-titled debut is an acclaimed release, which is where today's track, Backdoor Man, comes from. But like lots of great music from this era, the song doesn't necessarily belong to The Doors. Written by Willie Dixon and recorded by Howlin' Wolf in 1960, The Doors released their version of the extramarital affair anthem in 1967. It's a bluesy, sexy song that encapsulates all things great about The Doors, whether you love to hate them or you hate to love them. You're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale on 101.7 FM. This is Allie Hall, and I've got Ox, and you'll be listening to Backdoor Man by The Doors.
I'm a backdoor man. Dumb men don't know what the little girls understand. Hell, all your people in China sleep. I'm out town making with my midnight dream.
Welcome back to I've Got Ox from Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. You just heard Backdoor Man by The Doors, and Bella is our blind listener this week. So Bella, is this your first time hearing The Doors? First time hearing this song? Where are we at?
First time hearing this song, never purposely listened to The Doors. My little sister loves The Doors and Light My Fire, I think. Yeah. It's in my liked songs. Don't remember where that really came from. But it's stuff like I've heard, like I know who they are, and I obviously I know who Jim Morrison is, and I loved this song, and I think it's awesome because kind of contrasting our last episode, it's like the grunge side of this like 60s era.
Yeah.
And I always end up like tending towards the like, hey, music. And then Allie's like, but wait, look at this. I'm like, oh, wait, so I love this.
What a good description.
Does that make sense?
I'm just here corrupting.
Know. Beautiful
narrative. No, it's not corrupting. I love it because I'm not good at like tending towards like other almost like more grungier sounding music. But every time I hear it, I'm like, this is awesome. And like the like, burr, 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 burr.
It's
I'm
so
like,
good.
Oh.
I know.
But yes, I loved it very much. And I like The Doors.
Yeah. Well, Light My Fire is also from this album. And this is an extremely like famous pivotal album. And they had many great albums, but like the self-titled 1967. Mm-hmm. And I did not get The Door. I don't know about Gavin. And I did not get The Door. Like there's people who The Doors are you either love them to death or you hate them. Like there are music snobs who this is the hill that they will die on.
My mom is one of those people who like hates, like my brother's friend bought a Doors album for him for his birthday as a joke, and my mom was like visibly angry. Yeah.
Well, but your mom hates The Doors?
She hates
a lot. Well, here's the thing. Jim Morrison.
I don't know why.
Jim Morrison, horrible human being. Like
I can kind of tell.
Like 100%. But here's my thing is like, when did we start casting any sort of morality on most musicians?
That's what I'm saying. Like, when are they not?
Especially like, if you in the 60s. Led Zeppelin? Hey, babe.
If you like the music, you're going to find something crazy about them.
Do you guys want to talk about the groupies? Guys want to talk about the pedophilia? Like, you cannot have that discussion if that's your only criticism of The Doors.
My parents love James Brown. And,
so you know, I love Tupac.
That's a can of worms.
And yet, here we are. So, a lot of people don't like The Doors because, like, I mean, there are some obviously musical elements, but when it's just I hate Jim Morrison, you're kind of like, okay.
Hey, so you can't like any other music then?
You've
just
never
hate
listened
them all
to music before.
Evil.
Are there other bands that people do that with? I'm trying to, that sounds very familiar.
I've heard that people do that with the Smiths a lot.
Oh my God.
Morrissey
because they
was
hate Morrissey.
Oh my gosh. We know.
Yeah,
sorry.
He was insufferable. Okay. That's
gonna
why
listen.
He made good music.
Exactly.
Artists are very rarely good people. Like, I hate to say it, but I do think it veers.
Which is
that.
Also a topic.
They're narcissists to
that's
a degree.
Really
I think there's always an element
true.
Of narcissism.
And creating things is kind of narcissistic.
Oh, 100%.
Morrissey's the perfect example.
Morrissey is.
Yeah. I feel like people do that with U2 as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's more just because of the iTunes thing where they force their music on people. But there are some people who are just like, I hate U2. Like, well, that's a strong statement because a lot of the music you probably like sounds like U2. So
there's a lot of also hatred towards it, because like Morrison is known as the Lizard King, and there's a lot of lore with that. And there's some, I guess, satanic influences or just like pagan elements of it that I think veer a lot of people. But it's one of those things where it's like, so
hello, the Beatles.
I was going to say, like, most, once again, a lot of music at this time. But this is such an awesome album. There was one time where I was on my bed and I was like, okay, I'm going to try to listen to The Doors. And I listened to this album from start to finish and it clicked. All of a sudden I was like, oh,
so I get it.
So this album has a lot of great ones and it does a lot of blues covers. And that's why I like The Doors so much, is because it's so blue. They're so blue. It's blues heavy.
Yeah.
So the original version of the song has a much darker meaning than just extramarital affairs. It involves like, he gets the, you know, the guy who's entering a marriage, he kind of ends up committing murder and he gets away with murder. And there's a lot of commentary on cops and certain people getting away with things while others don't. This one is a little fruitier and lighter and just kind of about...
Lighter.
And like, what I like about the song and what Bella immediately brought up is like, first of all, he enters growling. So there's just like, the libido in this song is high. Jim Morrison comes in...
Perfect way to say that.
And that's what it is. And like, you can look at something and just be like, oh, okay, this is an extremely sexual song. That. Are you kidding me? Imagine being a 16-year-old girl in the 60s and hearing that. All right, done.
And you're on so many drugs. You're in like a dark room.
And Jim Morrison looks like that and he wears leather pants. I would be intolerable. I am intolerable now.
Oh my gosh.
So
Allie, we're on air.
I know. I don't care. I stand by it. I think
that's why we're the realest show on the radio.
Jim Morrison is cute. Gee whiz, guys.
Oh man. I wonder if that's why my mom hates him.
Yeah, I mean, there's so, like, a lot of their music is extremely sexually charged.
I have to ask her.
But once again, so is most music. Mm-hmm. That's also not a discussion people want to have. But, Gavin, you said that you didn't really pick up on the meaning of the song the first time. What did you mean by that?
Well, because he was talking about, and you mentioned this before we started, the men don't know, but the little girls understand.
Yeah.
And I just, like, what? We're going in the back door for what? Girls? But then, you men eat your dinner, eat your pork and beans. I'll eat more chicken than any man has ever
seen.
Wait,
I can explain this.
And I was like, I don't know. I'm not even going to try. But then I read the explanation and it all makes
sense.
Like
a metaphor for women.
Chicks?
Well,
chicken?
Yeah. Well, no. It's like pork and beans. It's like, okay, you can get your average women, but I eat chicken. Like it's that kind of thing. It's gotcha. Like you can it's get like, anyone, but gotcha. I can get the highest, hottest women.
Yeah, gotcha.
Even the ones
chicken's the highest?
It's just like a better quality meat other than pork and
beans.
So
women are just meat. Women are just meat. Okay.
Essentially what we're doing is we're
categorizing women on a hierarchy of meat.
Guys, if I were meat, no, I think I'd be a chickpea.
A chickpea. Oh,
if I had to be a source of protein.
Pork and beans.
Yeah, I'd be cheap.
Bella,
let's be honest.
What meat would you be? What poultry or...
I don't know. If I... Protein or just meat?
Well, I'm a bean, protein. So...
Yeah, I feel general. Like I'd be like peanut butter or something. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think you're chicken, so I don't know.
Okay. I just... Okay, whatever.
Yeah, don't say that, Allie. That's not cute.
That's funny.
That's creepy.
That's creepy. You're a higher quality protein, babe.
Oh, you're not like those other proteins, babe.
Maybe I'd be like ground sausage. Okay, I don't know. Let's continue.
But when, haggis.
But back to what Gavin was saying. For years when I heard this song, I definitely thought it was talking about pedophilia, just as far as the little girls thing. It's like... Because
like coming through the back door and stealing your kids?
No, more so like the people who know when something is going awry are, first of all, children. Secondly, girls. Girls are tuned into that stuff before grown men ever become conscious of it. So when I was hearing the tones of this song, I was like, something creepy is happening and the only people who know it are the little girls. That is what I thought the song meant for a long time. Yeah, I could write a thesis statement supporting that.
Honestly, Allie, that's almost creepier than not like living in that ambiguity of like not knowing what the song's about.
I know.
But knowing that there's something creepy going on.
There's
that's like a horror movie that you never see the monster.
Well, I think also like this, once again, not exclusive to this era, not exclusive to the Doors, is a wider cultural problem, especially in music, is the okay, well, now I can't say it.
Infantilization.
Thank you, Bella.
Wow.
Infantilization of women. I think it's the little girls, it's the women are me, it's the, in this story, it's not about the woman, it's about the conquest of this guy can cheat with another man's wife. That's what it's about, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like everything else, even the topic of his conquest is kind of secondary to his desire. And it sounds like that too. Like his voice, the growling, there's all these elements where that's very clearly the focus.
It also feels like, I don't know if it's just because it's American, that might probably has a big part in it, but it feels more adult.
It's more predatory.
Because it's like, it's not like we're dealing with the Beatles talking about, you know, she was just 17, mm-hmm. you know, and you're just like the little lady love. It's like, I'm dealing with a person's family.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a creepy 30-year-old man in your home.
Yeah.
Like that's way more creepy than just like, she's my little girl fine, you know?
Right.
Like, and the music does that so well. Mm-hmm. Like the
organ.
I'm scared.
It's like he's tiptoeing.
It's like footsteps.
And it's a weird thing because it's like, and I know it. Like, you know, like, ugh.
And he talks about like, that I think Gavin brings up a good point with the home element, like the setting of it. Like he's coming in the back door, everyone's trying to sleep, and he's this midnight dream. Like, but that was very much Morrison's allure. Like he was not the type of guy you bring home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
He's the one you don't tell your parents about under any condition. You couldn't waterboard that information out of me. that was his allure. And I think that's what makes like a lot of the Doors music interesting, is that separation between like, this is music that really embodies my soul, and just being like, this is an interesting piece of work that is fun to negotiate with, you know?
Yeah. To like poke with
so
a stick.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. To keep from afar, but I'm going to prod a little bit.
Yeah.
I know Mr. Bertram doesn't like the Doors.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I know.
You heard it here. Ask him why at sbertram.edu.
At hillsdale.edu.
Why don't you like the Doors, Mr. Bertram? I think I'd probably know why.
Yeah.
Probably for all the reasons we're talking
all
about.
All of the reasons
which
we're
are completely
about.
Legitimate.
Yeah. Other than, and there's like the Doors, Morrison died like really horrifically. Well, I wouldn't say horrifically, but I think his...
it wasn't a soft, nice...
No,
in your bed.
I think it... I don't know if it was suicide or he OD'd, but I know his grave is like in Paris or something.
Oh.
And they tried to go on as a trio, and I think they were mildly successful for a while because like everyone else in the Doors was like an incredibly talented musician.
Sure.
I think there's once again, it's like that Smiths thing where it's like you have Johnny Marr, you have really talented musicians, but you have this one linchpin that everybody and... Only everybody pays attention.
He's the band. It's like if,
yeah.
I hate to say this, but it's like if Matty Healy left.
Yeah.
Like they all have like producing things they do on the side, but it would cease to be that entity.
You have to, I mean, you have to have like the sex.
The front man.
You do.
Yeah. The front man.
Also, the controversial front man. Matt Healy is like a great example.
Yeah.
These are all great
examples. He's like a joke compared to this guy, I feel like.
Yeah, true.
That he's like, Matty Healy's like playing with fire, and this guy is like literally the campfire.
This man is the fire.
Exactly. There's a little bit of that kind of like, because Matty Healy's like trying to be something, you know?
But this
I mean,
guy
I'm sure
like
he does
actually
suck, but
yeah,
you know.
He feels like he's actually like
talking
about
real life
experiences.
Yeah, and this guy's just like, and I don't even care, and I love it. And I'm the worst, so I'm going to break your heart, ruin your whole family, and I'm going to write a song.
He's so dreamy.
And make millions of dollars. Like,
I find it's also just so interesting to like, take like a white artist to take the song from a black blues artist who by the way like the three like wrote most of all blues music that then got popularized by other people but it's very interesting to then like strip the song of a lot of its other elements. Like I didn't know that when I started researching it.
That's interesting.
I didn't realize that there were these other elements, and then Jim Morrison came in and was just kind of like, man, but I just like sleeping with women.
I don't want all that.
So does the original song, like how like close to this? I should have listened.
It's got the same like lyricism. It's different. It's much more simplified and like sexy lyrically.
Gotcha.
But it sounds kind of, it's got the same guttural. It's got the same like chord progression. That's very similar. Also, I think the Doors version is much shorter. Oh, it's so good.
Howlin' Wolf, right?
Yeah, this is Howlin' Wolf.
Oh, it's slower. Yeah, that's crazy,
right?
You hear that and you're like, Jim Morrison, I mean, he tried.
He gave it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, geez,
that's the original.
He sounds like he's smoked all of his life.
And that's why he's good.
Yeah.
That's blues.
Yeah, that man sounds like an adult.
I read something, too, that, like, back to my point about the little girl's understanding is, like, maybe the kid in the family in the house is aware of something that's going on, but yeah. like the husband still doesn't know.
It's kind of like a shh.
Yeah, there's like this spectator.
Which almost. Is also part of the creepiness.
Which also adds a layer of weirdness to it.
That was always like a joke in like, my grandparents used to send me like their comics from the paper. And that was like a common thread in all of them. It'd be like
kids being aware of affairs.
Like, oh, dad, like, you know, the milkman did something. And he's like, the kid has no clue. Like, that's a bad thing. But he's like, the milkman did what? Like,
yeah. Where was the milkman?
Where was the, what did he do? Which is kind of sad, but I guess.
No,
so.
It's sad.
It's sad. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, depending on which way you look at it. You know. Kind of sad.
It's all subjective.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
Jeez.
My advice is to go listen to this album in order. In its entirety, it's what got me into my Doors phase when I was like 17, and it was all I listened to for like a solid year. So,
wow.
Yeah, this has been good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're rounding out the episode of Backdoor Man by The Doors, and we're talking about affairs.
Ah.
So if that piques your interest...
Find us on Spotify. You can listen to it all over again.
Yeah. You can also times. You can also follow us on Instagram. And I've got Ox Instagram that we're trying to post more on.
Yeah.
And you
might
can
be going live in the coming weeks. Who knows?
Yes. Yeah. Oh
going
my gosh.
Live.
On our way to Ann Arbor or Lansing, wherever we're going.
Wait, going live in the car?
In the car. I'm driving.
Yeah.
Gavin's hosting. We'll make it work.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see.
Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah.
We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
See you.